The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello and welcome back. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thanks so much for tuning in and joining us today. We are cruising right through to a season that makes you wear different types of clothing throughout the day.
It's true.
Different classifications of clothing. Like in the morning, you need a full-out jacket or, you know, a blanket. And then in the afternoon, the sun is just killing you.
Oh, it's crazy.
And then at night, you got to wear like long sleeve everything and a head cover.
And possibly plastic wrap around your entire body. Thanks, Tripoli mosquitoes.
Seriously, that's the biggest thing. So you have all that you're dealing with. The Tripoli stuff, which is just, here's the crazy thing about the Tripoli. I walk around my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I see people from time to time who have buckets, toys, different things out in the yard that collect water that they haven't overturned in days, weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, what are you doing? That's just the breeding ground right there. I mean, and I want to go over and tip it over for them. Mm-hmm. Or just, you know, just dump it on the front porch and say, what are you thinking?
Seriously, because it's not just affecting their yard. Like, this is a neighborhood now that is at risk for mosquitoes that will possibly be infected with Tripoli.
Yeah, and so trying to get the word out to people to do that. Because I was on the deck the other day, and Little Foster Man has some stuff out here that I'm pretty good about. I'm pretty on top of making sure that we always, you know, turn it over and wash it out, because then it gets that little slime on the bottom
the
and everything.
Film. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So I try to handle it that way. But yeah, it's just, it's one of those things, and it's scary because, I mean, there's human cases, there's animal cases. A few people have unfortunately, passed because of it. But
yeah.
I know a lot of schools, a lot of organizations. Even my wife was saying that, you know, some schools over by where she works, you know, they're not doing anything out after 6 o'clock at night.
Oh yeah, and I mean, you know, this is football season, so for big football school systems, they're having a lot of changes. A lot of schools are switching their games now to Saturday mornings rather than Friday night football.
Right.
But it's really, you know, if you have a neighbor like that, I mean, sadly, if you're someone listening right now and you haven't done just a little sweep of your yard, make sure there are no buckets, as you said, any of these things just kind of laying around. But if you do see that your neighbor has something that is collecting water, honestly, leave them an anonymous note, because A, they may not even know that that's how mosquitoes, you know, their breeding ground. But B, they may not even know that they kept something out, you know?
Right.
So just to leave a little note like, hey, giving you a heads up that this is, I see this. And so Lord knows what else is going on in your yard, in the backyard that I can't see. But can you dump that out?
Yeah. No. And you know, give a hand to the state and the different agencies trying to, trying to do what they can, you know, whether it be the spraying or, you know, going around and checking out different parks and stuff. So, I mean, everybody's working towards it. Just be aware of it, you know, get the good bug spray. And if you ever have questions, good people to call are our friends over there at the Big Blue Bug.
Yes.
Nibbles Woodaway.
Yes.
I was up on the roof the other day.
How
him.
Was that?
It was a good time. Always good to hang out with Nibbles Woodaway. Good time. 2 tons of
good
steel,
times for everybody.
Steel and fiberglass, you know. So a fun piece coming out on Studio 10 about that.
Nice.
So that's what's happening pretty much. But it's okay now to talk about pumpkin stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Because eggnog has officially hit the stores.
Well, at least Valentine's Day gifts haven't hit.
Yeah.
So we're still in the clear.
Give it time.
But is there pumpkin-flavored eggnog?
There is.
There you go.
Your friends over at Hood, they put it together. Absolutely. There's a bunch of different flavors of eggnog. So, hey.
Lactose intolerant, so I can't have it, but it sounds delicious.
it's all over the place. But I will tell you this. If you tuned in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, just listen and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. All right, Mary. Wicked interesting pick of the week. There's a lot of things going on, but what do you have for your wicked interesting pick of the week?
There's so much. You know, we mentioned in the past couple of weeks, in addition to summer being really the season you want to live in Rhode Island, fall is the season for us Rhode Islanders to get on out and about now that all the tourists are gone. See you later, suckers. Well, listen, the day that this episode comes out, this Thursday, September 19th, from 5 to 9 p.m., we want to let you know about a flower festival that is hosted by What Cheer Flower Farms. This is a really unique kind of flower farm that is right in the city. It's actually, I think it's only like a short distance from the city hall. I mean, nice. It's a pretty awesome thing. So you get to tour the flowers in bloom, take selfies by the flower wall, get to see gorgeous displays by these top florists. So it's a really great thing that you can check on out. This is an organization that grows and gives away 30,000 flowers to charities across the Ocean State.
That's
just
so
this year alone. Just this year alone, they gave away 30,000 flowers to help things on out. So this is a ticketed event, I will tell you that. Kids under 3 get in free. I will say, though, however, because of the time that it is, you will want to probably spray yourself with some bug spray.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just giving my two cents.
Look
right
at
there,
that.
But that's the Flower Festival again, hosted by What Cheer Flower Farm.
There's nothing that says we can't give out suggestions and offer good tips. You know, this is
that's what we're here for.
The podcast
exactly.
That serves the people. New England's Got Talent is happening once again up at the Stadium Theater in Woonsocket on Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. This is just, it's one of the best talent shows out there, and you're talking about the region's best talents, dancers, singers, comedians, and more. They'll be performing before a panel industry professionals, and they'll be competing for over $1,500 in cash and grand prizes. It's always great. Second place receives $500. Third place receives $300. The fan favorite receives $100.
Too shabby. Wow, awesome.
But the first place winner gets $1,500, and that can go a long way, with, especially if you're trying to whatever you're trying to do. Maybe you're trying to get some new photos done or whatever. But if you want to go see some excellent expectations. Talent. If you have expectations of grandeur, then go up to the Stadium Theater.
I've emceed this event before.
Yes.
Let me tell you, it is so incredible. I mean, obviously, all of us have seen these type of shows on television in the comfort of our own home, maybe wearing our Snuggies and having some cocoa. But to get on out and to see these people who live maybe down the road from you, maybe they go to the same coffee shop as you do, maybe they're that kid who's doing these amazing dance routines goes to the same school that your kids go to,
right.
To really go there and see other New Englanders who are incredibly talented. It's just a great different night out than you normally have.
No, you absolutely nail it on the head. It's a great evening. Stadium Theater, a great afternoon, I should say. The Stadium Theater also a wonderful, you know, fan favorite, friends of ours up there at the old Woonsocket up there. It truly is. It's going to be something special. It's going to be something fun. And if you're looking for something different and unique to do, because let me tell you something, the way the Patriots are looking right now, you don't have to watch the game. You just know it's going to be a blowout. It's going to be insane. I mean, come on.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. You'll go have a good time. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. So that's happening on Sunday. New England's Got Talent up there at the Stadium Theater. That's our Wicked Interesting Picks of the Weeks. Picks of the Week. Yeah, Pick of the Week.
Well, we had two, so it was picks. You were right with
picks,
your pluralization.
Yes, there we go. Kindergarten, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy it.
I got you. Well, now it's time for the Wicked Fun in the 401. Kicking things off, we're going to be talking about the makers and merchants Sidewalk Sale. This is taking place this Saturday from 11 until 6 p.m. It's the Wicked Inn area, so all of Wicked Inn Street, and it's hosted by the Wicked Inn Area Merchants Association. So you can go on over there. There's going to be over 50 artists, crafters selling their work. There's, of course, going to be cocktails, beer, DJs, local food trucks. Really, it's going to be an amazing event. Now, usually Wicked Inn Street is quite a busy street. I mean, I feel like everyone in the state loves Wicked Inn Street. It's going to be closed, guys. You can't drive down it because this event is taking place. So if you are going in and around the East Side area, keep that in mind. But heck, just stop on over and check out all of those local artists.
Awesome. If you want to head on down to Newport, they have their wine and food festival, Newport Mansions Wine and Food Festival, happening on, it starts on the 19th, it goes for the 22nd. So, you know, it's a few days of fun. The, you're talking about hundreds of wines under big tents on the lawn of the Marble House. You have celebrity chef appearances, cooking demonstrations by national, regional, and local chefs. You have educational seminars with leading food and wine experts. You have the Wine and Rosecliff Gala. You have the Winter Dinner at Rosecliff. You have a Sunday jazz brunch at the Marble House Terrace. You have a Newport After Dark party. And the best part is, there is free parking and shuttle transportation. When is the last time you heard the words free parking and the word Newport in the same sentence? Not often.
Not over the summer, I'll tell you what.
Not often, ladies and gentlemen. So check this out. It's happening all weekend. Go to the website. Plenty of information there. This has really become quite an event. It's just people literally come in from all over the world for this. So this is going to be very exciting. Mm-hmm. Down there at the mansions. Take your pick, any of the mansions. You'll find Jen Little running around there making everything happen. So say hi to her and give her our regards, because she just give her like an energy drink or something. She'll probably need it at that point.
She needs it, seriously. Well, looking at another area of our state, head on up to North Smithfield this Saturday from 11 until 5 for the 13th annual Great Pumpkin Festival.
Oh.
We talked about all the different, you know, fall events that are going in and around this state over the next couple of weeks. And let me tell you, if you love pumpkins, if you love pumpkin spice eggnog, or if you love pumpkin anything, this is going to be a great event for you to check out. It is family friendly. There's going to be tons of different, you know, vendors there, and of course food and different activities for all the different kids and everything. So totally a fun event taking place once again in North Smithfield all day Saturday, the 13th annual Great Pumpkin Festival.
Fantastic. On Saturday at 9 a.m., it's the first annual Heroes Walk and Run, hosted by A Wish Come True Incorporated. It's their first annual, and they're actually partnering up with Rhode Island Comic Con.
Hey.
Which will be coming up pretty soon. But this event will be taking place at the Warwick City Park, which is on Asylum Road in Warwick. The event start time is not, the check-in time is 9 o'clock, and the walk begins at 10. And this is, you know, you can come out, meet some of your favorite superheroes, all while helping to support our very own local heroes, which are the Wish Kids. Those are kids who have some kind of life-threatening or terminal illness where they, you know, they get a chance to go do something special. You know, some of these kids, if they want to go down to Disney, they can't just go like you or I would go. They have to go to, you know, with special accommodations. They have to go to places that can accommodate perhaps a medical treatment while they're down there. So A Wish Come True does a great job at putting that together. And they're having having fun with the Heroes Walk and Run. So that's I mean, you can't beat that. They provide 30 to 40 wishes each year, which is a lot. So it gets very expensive. And some of these wishes, you know, they tap on the local community. I know, because I worked with them when I worked with Cardi's. They would want to do a room makeover. And, you know, it was, you know, a lot of people getting together and, you know, they had to get special things. Cardi would step in and help out with the furniture and the decor and whatnot. But this is a great way to help support that. And you get to meet some superheroes. So,
hey, not too shabby.
Check that out on Saturday from 9 a.m. is registration. 10 o'clock is the walk. The event ends at 2 p.m. So go check it out at Warwick City Park. That That's right. No matter where you are in southern New England, well, in Rhode Island, rather, you're never more than 18 and a half miles from the ocean or Massachusetts or Connecticut. So this weekend, believe it or not, they're starting to wrap up their season. Seekonk Speedway, it's the championship night presented by Ocean State Oil. Now, that doesn't mean that all the events at Seekonk Speedway are ending. It's just the compilation of NASCAR short track racing. So if you like going there for some of their big spectaculars and their other stuff that they do, their pumpkin mess where they put 1,000 pumpkins on there and drive around, that
no
stuff
way.
That oh yeah
Probably not.
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
Amazing.
It's a good time, but this is like they're for the points, and you know, because there's this competition and stuff. This will be happening this weekend. Is the championship weekend. It's actually Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are only $14, and you get a great night of entertainment and racing. If you ever watch a NASCAR race on TV, it's exciting. You can actually see it here. By the way, $14 are for adults. Kids 12 and under are free. So
nice.
Yeah, Mary, you and Blake, load up the lad and lass and put the headphones on, the noise canceling headphones, get down to the track. It's a blast. They will have such a good time. You know, you get to hear the rumble, the roar, and
oh, that's great.
It's really cool. So check that out. It is happening this Saturday, 6 o'clock, championship night, presented by Ocean State Oil at Seekonk Speedway.
Wicked Rody are very proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island to help spread the word about opportunities for you, your family, or loved ones in ways that you can volunteer in and around Rhode Island.
And you know, Mary, just this morning, the day of the taping, I actually met with the United Way and was talking about all the involvement we've been doing. There's a really cool thing coming down pretty soon. I can't tell you about it right now over the podcast, but I will tell you this, that there is going to be an exciting day coming up where they're going to try to raise $1 million in one day. Not for the United Way. We're talking for many, many different charities, and it's going to be a great thing that they can do. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, the Ronald McDonald House of Providence is looking for house volunteers and activity volunteers. They need, you know, they need help doing all sorts of things, answering phones, checking in families, light housekeeping, and organizing donations. Shifts are available on weekdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 1 to 5 p.m. They ask for a one-year commitment because it does take some training. It does take some time to get acclimated because it is a very special place. But I'm telling you this, once you get involved, man, it's going to be hard for you to walk away after 1 year. And they also need volunteers to help plan and lead activities, crafts, games, and yoga. And, of course, if you have new ideas, you're more than welcome to share them as well. But go over there, take a tour of the house, get involved, contact Joanna over there at the Ronald McDonald House.
Awesome.
It's truly,
the Johnny Cake Center of Westerly is a nonprofit organization that provides food, clothing, educational, and fiscal assistance to the Westerly Charahoe residents. And they're looking for volunteers to create merchandise displays and help sort items for their thrift store.
Very cool. If you want to learn more about the United Way, or if you're in need of assistance yourself, you can visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help that you need. That's right. Everything we talked about, ladies and gentlemen, can be found on our website, WickedRodyPodcast.com.
Listen, guys, we talk about it every single week, and I'm so excited because tons of you listen about using the hashtag Wicked Rody. If you're looking for inspiration, maybe you're sitting down, it's that boring like 2:30, 3 o'clock time at work, and you just feel like perusing social media. Honestly, type in this hashtag Wicked Rody. Take a look at the amazing photography that you all have going on, just showcasing how gorgeous our state is. Keep it up.
All right. If you want to get into the earbuds of our listeners, very easy to do that. Just head on over to our Facebook page or send us an email, wickedrodypodcast@gmail.com. And we would love to chat with you. We worked with Float. We're actually heading back there pretty soon to go see and visit with them again. Good
Amen,
time to de-stress,
man.
Mary.
Well, until next time, my name's Mary Larson. And you've been listening
to Ben
Wicked
DeCastro.
Rody. Hopefully not on a walk at 6 p.m. without any bug spray on. If you are, get back inside.
That's right.
We'll have more for you next Thursday.
Crazy.
Oh,
if you're still alive. No, I'm kidding. You know, you'll be fine. Just take a vitamin and put Breck spray on.
That did.
That went dark real quick. It happens when you get an episode under 20 minutes.
We just want to fill it.
That's right. Talk to you next week. Bye.